Hello, Ben and Mark, is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good, too. Thank you so much for asking. It's almost Friday, right? So I'm taking a look over everything that Doug sent out to me. And before we jump right into the services and pricing, what questions do you guys have for me?
I don't have many off the bat.
Okay. He mentioned that there was some questions regarding the services or that you had specific questions. So I just want to make sure that I got those answered right away.
I guess since you open up, I got a whole catalog of things.
Okay.
When you mention price, do you have many different prices or do you have one price and for that price you get one, two, three, or five items or you get one blog post or I don't know?
That's a great question. We have many different platforms. We are Google Premier Partners. So we're located down here in Southern California in Fountain Valley. We're just a few minutes from the Google One building. That's where we get our partnership from, directly with Google. And Google has given us multiple platforms, different packages that we are able to perform for our clients, depending on what the needs of the business are.
If you have me on a question here, you said that you're a preferred Google, and then you lost me.
We are a premier Google partner, so we're a partner to Google. So the thing is there's SEO companies. I'm sorry.
How many premier partners does Google have that do what you do?
40 in the U.S.
Oh, there's 40 of you.
40 okay. That have been deemed premier partners to Google. So there's thousands of SEO companies. Sometimes it's a couple of guys in a basement. Sometimes it's a couple of guys overseas. It can be here or there. But for the premier partners that are verified to Google, that have the actual Google partner badge, there's 40 of us in the United States.
Okay. And what qualifies you to be a premier Google partner?
Lots of things, but some of the primary things are the fact that we've been in business almost 2 decades. So usually it needs to be at least 10 years in business. We started as a search engine optimization company and we worked our way up. So there are certain criteria that Google has in order to be a partner to them. Some of those things are going through all of their educational practices, taking all of their classes, getting with their team at Google. So we actually have a team at Google that's assigned specifically to Local Splash. That takes our agents through training and through the practices that Google prefers to list small to medium-sized business owners like yourself. So, for example, Google themselves doesn't sell this service. What they sell is the Google Ads. They sell that to the large corporations. So Google themselves deals with Nike and Walmart and Target and Coca-Cola and, Sherman Williams. But for the small to medium-sized business owner like yourself, they've reserved two different positions on the first page of Google, at the top in the Google Guaranteed section and, again, within the Local Map section on Google. So they've awarded 40 of the SEO companies that they know are reputable, us being one of them, okay, to sell, use, and produce that specific product for the small to medium-sized business owner. So when a position becomes available in a particular area, whether it's because somebody chose to retire and close their doors, or if somebody, didn't want first page placement anymore, maybe they took a large contract and they can't handle any more calls. Perhaps there's been an influx of searches. There's any number of reasons that a position would open up on the first page of Google. But when one does open up, what happens is Google gives us a short list of pre-qualified candidates. You guys made that short list because you have some online presence. You have some very positive reviews. There's nothing negative out there about you. You could definitely benefit from first page placement. It's just a little bit hard to find you unless we already know the name of your business. And then that's what Doug's job is to do, is to call and qualify you and make sure that you have an interest, that you're, looking to grow your online marketing through Google. And then the conversation goes from there.
Okay.
What other questions do you have?
So there's only 40 verified partners. So how do we, what's the name of the company? I heard Splash. Is it Splash Inc. or local?
Yeah, local, like your local newspaper. And I'm sorry, what?
We have a local newspaper called Splash in
you
our
do?
Neighborhood.
Okay,
yeah, just,
well, that's super funny. I just sent a link over to the cell phone that we're speaking on. My company's name is Local Splash, like your local newspaper, like a splash of water. So if you go ahead and click on the link that I just sent you, it's going to open up, and it's going to say, take control of your online presence. Did that link open up for you guys?
Where did you send it to?
The phone number we're speaking on, ending in 6008.
Sure, let me look.
I sent it over via text message.
Okay.
The link should be clickable and open up to say, take control of your online presence.
Sure. Ken, what are we doing with this? What's your
okay.
Password?
Well, I'm going to show you the Google partnership that you're asking about. How do you verify that we have the partnership? So if you go down to the center of the page, you're going to see where it says Google Ads Partner, and there's the colorful Google G with the box around it.
Yeah.
Go ahead and click on that G. So when you click on that G, it takes you away from my website, away from localsplash.com. It takes you to google.com/partners/agency. So Local Splash has met all of the requirements to be the Google partner for performance, ad spend, and all of the certifications.
Okay.
Okay. So that's how you know if somebody's a partner or not.
Sure.
Does that make you feel a little bit better?
It answered my question.
Okay, that's good. So if you click the back button, the package that Doug had put you guys in for, because you asked about what type of tiers and different packages that we have, you're going to see that there is 4 standard packages here, plus we have a multitude of other packages, depending on what the needs of the company are, that we can kind of put together like a la carte, VIP packaging, if you will. So
how do you assess what the best package for us would be?
Well, that's why we're having this conversation.
I guess you could look up price, investigate price.
Yeah, well, if you're coming in with your own site, Mark, we don't do anything to touch your site. So as a partner to Google, there are certain requirements that we're held to. One of those standards is, A, we can only work with one client per industry, per category, per service area. So he puts you in for roofing and general contracting. So if we choose to work together, then what's going to happen is we're going to close that out. We're not going to promote any other company to the first page of Google for a 50-mile radius. That's the max radius that we give for each listing. If you serve the full 50, fantastic. If you don't serve the full 50, that's fantastic too. It's really up to you. You have 50 to play with. So with that being said, the other standards that we're held to beyond that is if you're coming in with your own website, we're not going to go in and tinker with the website or work on the back end of it. That's up to you to handle or with the marketing company that you're dealing with for the site itself. Okay?
Yes.
Most of our packages do include a website if you need one, but I'm looking at your site, and there doesn't, for all intents and purposes, it looks really good. I don't see anything wrong with this particular site, so we don't have any reason to suggest giving you a different site.
Okay.
Okay. Now, are you guys currently working with, I heard Ben, I believe it is, mentioned that you guys have somebody who built the site for you, right?
Correct.
Yes. Yep.
And what all are they doing is in way of marketing the site itself?
Oh, God, I couldn't even – you probably know more about that than I do.
As far as I know, they're not marketing it themselves.
Okay.
I've run a few Google – or I guess a singular Google ad campaign right now. And
okay.
We've dabbled with Microsoft advertising, Yelp advertising.
Mm-hmm.
as well as some content creation on the site, some blogs and stuff.
Mm-hmm. So you're doing SEO on the back end of the site itself, keywords, meta tags, things like that.
Yep.
Perfect. And that's definitely a great thing to do for the site itself. And if you choose to move forward with this, we definitely would give you a list of the keyword services, because what we do is off-site optimization, okay? So we optimize the listing itself. We couple it with some type of ad spend, depending on what the needs of the company are, again. And then that's going to produce a different type of search result. And all that happens much faster than the on-site optimization. So on-site optimization can help you to rank on first page. It usually takes between about 6 to 8 months before you're going to see some movement in ranking. Our terms and conditions say, as a Google partner, 30 to 45 days for first page placement on Google. So it's not done overnight by any means. It is something that takes a little bit of time in order for you to get ranking. But you guys have a couple of advantages. A, you already have the Google Business profile that's verified. You have a few different five-star reviews. So these are a couple of things that are going to expedite the process. We don't have to wait for Google verification, which is usually, you know, 2 to 3 weeks on its own. You've already taken that bigger step and gotten the company verified. So that's fantastic.
Well, you know, you did say, you touched on something, and please keep in mind that I am not a computer. I am illiterate when it comes to computers for the most part.
Well, you're lucky to have Ben.
So I was talking with Ben, or it may have been somebody else, but they had said that since this individual, one of our customers, has never posted anything on Google as far as a review, that it wouldn't accept his Google review because he wasn't known to Google.
No. So that's not right. In order to list a Google review, all you have to have is a Gmail account, and anybody can list a Google review. So maybe he doesn't have a Gmail account. Maybe he's trying to post a Google review and he's signed into Google. Like, cause you can access the Google browser through Yahoo or through Outlook or through, you know, iCloud. You still have the ability to access the Google browser, and all of those things are going to pull up because Google is the, you know, world renowned search engine. However, to leave a Google review on Google, you have to be accessing it through a Gmail account.
Right. And he's explained that to me a couple of times, so thank you.
My pleasure. Yeah, absolutely no worries. And the reviews being left on Yelp or Yahoo, I mean Yelp specifically, the reviews being left on Angie's, Thumbtack, if you ever quit using any of those services for any reason whatsoever, they will take those reviews down. Those reviews don't belong to the business. Where you want the reviews is on the Google profile itself, because no matter what happens, who you work with, what you do, the Google reviews that are listed there belong with the business. Nobody can take those down.
Right.
Okay, so like if your customer is listing, doing a five-star review on Yelp, that's fantastic as far as it goes for Yelp users. But like, I have a girlfriend who has a catering business, and she used to advertise through Yelp, and she was having a tough time a couple of months. So she called Yelp and she said, you know, I'm going to have to take a few months off from paying for the advertisement. And they literally took her positive reviews down because she didn't pay them.
Oh, is that right? Took her positive reviews down, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they literally took her positive reviews down because she wasn't paying them. She was having a tough month. So instead of leaving them up so that she could possibly get more business to be able to pay them, they chose to take them down. So Yelp themselves has control over the reviews that are coming for Yelp users. With Google, it's more of a levelized playing field because the people who are going on Google and leaving the reviews, A, have to have a Google Gmail account in order to access and leave a Google review, but also all of those positive reviews stay with the business for whatever reason. Even if we had set up your Google profile, which we didn't, but if we had, we make you the owner and we're simply a manager of the account. And if you ever quit working with us for any reason, any reviews that you got in the time span that you worked with us, go with the business. They're not owned by Local Splash.
That's good enough. And I may bounce around a little bit on you here, and here's a good case in point. But looking at your SEO package,
Google Business Profile.
Mm-hmm.
Set up some type of profile for us.
Okay, you guys, yeah, you guys already have the profile. So what that's going to include with the package there, guys, is complete programming and marketing on the profile itself. So I'm looking at your profile currently, and it definitely needs some photographs. It needs the business hours. It needs weekly posts, keywords. There's quite a few things that we can do to improve and make your current Google Business Profile more attractive. So when I say SEO content creation and programming, that's what I'm talking about. Programming and keywords and backlinking and manual submissions directly to your current Google Business Profile.
Okay, and I see popular directory submission.
Correct.
What does that mean?
So there's the most popular directory submissions, and currently, so it used to be back in the day that Google would index over 60 online destinations when somebody does a keyword search. So to back up a little bit, when somebody looks up roofing contractor near me, okay, there's that micro moment. That's what Google calls it, between the time that the person punches in the keywords and then the time that the search result is produced. When the search result is produced, it's usually got, you know, a number of listings, whether it's going to be Google Guarantee, Google Ads. Then down below that, you have the local map. And then below that, you have the organic listings, right? All of that sounds familiar when you do a search on Google?
Mm-hmm.
So when in that micro moment, what was happening is Google's indexing. So the companies that are ranking on the first page, there's a number of things that go into ensuring that you are actually ranking on the first page. And indexing to multiple other destinations used to be a huge part of it. They used to index to over 60. And it wasn't just like the popular ones, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, Facebook, Apple. It was also like HopFrog, Kudzu, Brown Book. There's a ton of them that you may never have even heard of. And what this actually proved to do, instead of helping to support the first page placement, is it actually got a ton of spam and competitor calls. So Google decided that the ones that were most important and most popular were the only ones that needed to be indexed in the micro moment. Therefore, they leveled the playing field a little bit. Instead of having to like if you were doing the programming yourself, which so far it sounds like Ben is the one who's been doing the marketing. So instead of Ben having to go in and create a business profile for each one of these other destinations, and then every time there's an update or keyword change or anytime he wants to run a promotion, instead of having to log into each one of those 60, Google has actually brought it down to the top five different directories. So popular directory submissions is full programming, updating, map, cleanup, name, address, phone number, website, all of the cleanup and consistency and programming for Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Facebook, and Apple. Okay, those are the top five that Google's looking for people to have online destinations. The advantages here are that it's going to open up the revenue streams because all of those destinations are secondary to Google directly when people are doing searches. But even more importantly than that, when you're updating the business information and if you're running a promotion or you have something that you would like to inform your clients about or you know, prospects about, and it runs live across all destinations, it's giving you more activity. It's giving you a stronger, more dominant presence. All of that's going to support the first page placement.
Okay, yeah.
Now, the package that I would suggest for you guys, honestly, well, tell me about the Google Ads. How have the Google Ads been, Ben?
Not too great.
Mm-hmm.
They've been okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's the economy. I don't know what it is, but it seems like things have gotten really slow the last couple, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Right.
As far as I know, they have something against us. They're trying to sell.
Well,
I don't. With what you guys have to offer, does that help stimulate things a little bit?
Absolutely. So with all due respect, Ben, what I understand that you just graduated college. Did you get a marketing degree?
I did not get a marketing degree. I got a business minor is what I'm working off of.
I don't know what that means. I mean, obviously, you know about business. I didn't get the opportunity to go to college. The reason that I asked that question is because with a program like this, in the first month, there's over 100 hours of programming that goes into onboarding a new client and bringing on a new client and creating and doing all of the things, okay, in order to get you guys up and running. And the partnership with Google allows us access to Google algorithms, keyword coverage, databases. It gives us that in for our clients. So, again, with all due respect, the Google ads, they're not – Google's not assigning you a team that's like, hey, Hardy Boys is running Google ads, so let's make sure that we reach out to them and make sure that the ad is running at top capacity, right?
Right.
Right. So we actually have that, though, because all of our agents have been trained. All the people who are creating the Google ads on behalf of our clients, they have been trained. So depending on, again, how much the budget is for online marketing and what it is that you guys are actually trying to reach out and do is going to determine which package that we're looking at.
Okay.
So I'm assuming that the point in bringing in the Google ads was to bring in, obviously, more clients, but was there like a specific reason? Were you reaching out to specific zip codes? What was the catalyst in that?
Could you repeat that?
Sure. So I'm sure that obviously the point of doing any type of online marketing, the point of doing the Google ads is to bring in more clients. But why did you choose Google ads like over Facebook ads or specific to the Google ad? What was the point in that?
Well, we found that Google ads is the most broad and covers the most area. Facebook, I'm not too familiar with, which is why we didn't go. And we have also tried Microsoft advertising, but we just found that it gets a lot less traffic through that.
Yeah. So
Yelp hasn't been a, by no means.
Yeah, Yelp's been
been kind of a dog.
Okay. Well, the package that we have that has the Google Ads in it is the Platinum Premier package. Now, mind you, Google Ads can be added to any package that you guys choose. Again, we do have the ability to customize the package if you need so. So the Platinum Premier package, because you're coming in with your own website, you already have a Google Business profile, I'm able to eliminate the setup fee altogether. And you're only 18 months in business, which is still very, very new and fresh. So anything 3 years and under, we like to give you guys quite the discount. For the Platinum Premier package, we're actually able to bring that all the way down to just $4.99 a month. And that's month to month, and there's no contract, meaning you're not contractually held to us and let you choose to keep coming back to us each and every single month. Now, for that package, $300
Is that locked in for a particular term?
Forever. Forever.
18,
Ever.
It's what?
Forever.
Forever.
Ever. And ever. Ever, ever, ever. Yeah, as long as you stay with us, your price point's never going to go up or change, okay? So that's the thing.
So if
go ahead.
If this hasn't worked for me or if this has not worked, that's my determinant after 3 months, I'm not going to owe for the remainder of the year $4.99.
Absolutely not.
If you get fired and everybody goes their own direction.
Exactly. And everything that we've created for your company, anything that we've done for your business is 100% yours to keep.
Okay. And so with the Platinum Premier Package, it's $499 a month, and you wait the setup fee? Is that what I'm...
That is absolutely correct, Mark. I've waived the $299 setup fee. So normally that setup fee goes for us to purchase the domain for the website and have the web developer build out the site and a lot of things that we have to set up. You guys have already built a beautiful site and you have your Google profile verified and up and running. So for that, it's going to be plug and play. So we're able to discount that for you.
Okay, and so what I'm seeing by looking at the phone right here, it says $1,098 plus $299 setup fee. So what you're proposing is that there is no setup fee, and the rate would be for Platinum Package it'd be $4.99 a month.
Platinum Premier. The Platinum Premier. Not the Platinum Package. The Platinum Premier Package.
Premier. That's in perpetuity forever. That's never going to go up.
Correct. And this is a recorded line. And we do send everything over in writing.
Okay.
All right. Now, what I want to tell you about this package is that of that $499 budget, $300 of that is going directly to Google Ads. Okay. The advantages to having a Google Ad partner, which I showed you guys, if you scroll up a little bit further back to the very colorful G that we went over, that is where our partnership began, is in the Google Ads. So we get a better cost per click because we are a partner to Google and we're buying in bulk. We have over 10,000 clients across the U.S. and Canada. So we're spending, you know, roughly around $3 million in ad spend every month on behalf of our clients. With that being said, they give us a better cost per click because we're buying and we're bundling and we're buying in bulk. We are able to pass that savings down directly to our clients. So of the $300, the ad clicks themselves will be usually anywhere, you know, between 1, 3, 5, a max ad click for something specific, depending on the area, like roofing, that may be a $10 click, okay? So we're getting a lot of bang for your buck. With the $300 budget that's going directly to those Google Ads, in the first month for new clients like yourself signing up, Local Splash actually gifts you an additional $100 in the first month. So you're getting $400 worth of Google Ads for only $300 investment in that area. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, the other advantages here, which Ben had touched on, is it does allow a very wide radius as far as service radius. With this, we're able to put in negative keywords. We're able to put in negative zip codes, meaning if there's specific areas that you absolutely want to stay out of, particular areas that you do not want to service whatsoever, particular services that you do not want to service, say, for example, that you don't want to do decks for any means, any reason whatsoever, then we would put that in as a negative keyword. When somebody is doing a search for deck replacement, deck repair, deck refinishing, deck building, your company absolutely will not come up for that. Okay. And the plus side advantages to this are vast because we're able to actually target down to the specific zip code. We can drill all the way down with these ads and it does automatic retargeting. So for example, you have the ability to show up on the first page of Google in a different zip code than the one that you're located in with those Google ads. Is all this making sense so far?
Yeah.
Okay. So the Google Business Profile itself, the GBP, which you guys already have on Google, as far as that goes, that covers naturally about a 5 to 10 mile radius. That's just the natural coverage that Google gives with any Google Business Profile. And the reason for that is because the Google Business Profile is designed for the local business provider. So
right.
Once we program you in on the first page in that area and you're dominating within your own 5 to 10 mile radius, which is a decent radius, obviously you're willing to go out a little bit further than that and there's certain zip codes or certain areas that you see a higher return on investment in, right?
Would want to exclude Newman Lake and Liberty Lake.
Yeah, I could exclude that right
well,
now.
Well, yeah, that's all been healed on.
Okay.
Okay, so we have the ability to go ahead and take care of that and to do the automatic retargeting with the site link extensions going directly to your website. So, for example, the specific things, if they're looking for, you know, a re-roof and they click on that portion of your Google ad, it's going to take them directly to that portion of your website. Eliminating all the gobbledygook, eliminating any type of, you know, other services coming up or anything that might distract them from getting what they actually need from your site.
And if I remember right, you did say that you only work with one company within a particular service area.
50 miles.
Within a 50-mile area. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is a 30-mile radius? Is that we've
Yeah,
pretty much you're doing right now, including Idaho.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Now, the beauty on this is that you guys get the complete tracking and reporting for the entire package. So you actually get a username and password where you're able to log on and track the success of the entire package. With this, you have the ability to not only see all of the Google insights, but you're actually able to see the insights for every destination that we're attaching to your account here. That includes all of the popular directory submissions, the Facebook, the Apple, all of them.
Forgive my ignorance here, but I'm thinking about the number and how we're charged now with Google. We pay per click, and we get X amount of dollars every couple weeks, what have you.
Right.
With your search, are we still paying Google per click, or do we pay you per click?
That's a great question. Yeah, that's a great question. If you choose to move forward with this, Mark, if we work together, we highly suggest that you stop running your own Google ad independently. You don't want to pay twice, and why would you want to work against yourself? Okay? You would pay us the flat rate. We're incurring the click cost because we get a better cost per click. So we don't suggest that you run your own Google ad separately, and we also don't charge you per click on this.
Sure. And Ben, about what do we pay right now?
We're paying about $4 per click right now.
$4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
And with your program, we just pay $4.99 regardless of how many clicks we get.
Right. And $300 of that dollars is going directly to those Google ads every single month. And we're stretching that out over the entire 30 days.
So regardless of how many clicks we get, it could be 1,000 clicks a month, we're still going to pay $499 a month.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. The $499 is going to cover you with the Google Business Profile. It's going to cover you also with the Google ads within this package. And you have the ability to increase that as you see fit. If you see that, which obviously, I mean, we've been doing this for a super long time. It's not something people don't cancel on profit. So once you see that it's working and you want to invest more into Google ads, like for example, I have a guy who calls in, he's a locksmith, and he'll call in on busy weekends or he'll call in like a Thursday before a holiday weekend and he wants to throw down an additional $200 or $300 because he really just wants to crank that ad up. And he wants to super dominate in specific zip codes or specific areas where he knows that a lot of things happen in a particular, you know, status. You guys know your area better than we do. So you're going to be able to tell us exactly where you would like to target these things instead of doing it like a blanket radius.
Right. An analogy would be it's throwing a little gas on the fire, supercharging.
Yeah, that's definitely one way to put it. Now,
we have a hail event in the area. We can call up and do.
Exactly. That's exactly what we're talking about here. If you have a storm or there's something going on that you need to increase that. And then if, say during the winter months, I have a lot of clients who see a ton of weather. Like you mentioned Spokane, that's actually where my brother and sister-in-law live. So I know that you guys see some super crazy weather over there. I have some clients who actually kind of close their doors from Thanksgiving on through the New Year. If that's the case, if you guys are one of those people who don't have any projects or choose to close the doors during those months, you have the ability to pause the campaign as well. So when you pause the campaign, you don't lose anything. We're just not running the ads and you're not charged.
And we're not paying the $4.99 a month.
Correct.
Yeah. What do you think about this?
I think it would be good to test that.
Huh?
I think.
Well, you're already spending the money with Google now, right?
Right.
Okay. And
how much are you guys currently spending with Google?
Too much.
About $300 a month.
About $300 a month? Okay. All right. And you haven't seen the type of return necessarily that you're looking for?
No, not particularly.
Okay. All right. I definitely believe that we could do a better job. And again, that's with all due respect. We've been doing this for a super long time, and that's where our partnership specifically lies.
Sure. So what you're proposing is that we're going to go ahead and come on board with this, and then Ben will get online with Google and cancel the program that he has going on with them,
mm-hmm.
or turn it off.
Right.
What kind of time?
Time frame?
Is there you guys take over, your stuff starts happening?
Sure. The Google ads are up and running in the first 7 to 14 days of conducting client onboarding. So when you guys sign up for the package, what happens is I schedule you for a client onboarding call. This is where the technician is going to review all of the keywords, service radius, gather the zip codes, get all of the information, really drill down on the program and do the onboarding. From onboarding, Google ads are up and running in the first 7 to 14 days. The terms and conditions state a max of 30 to 45 days for full placement, first page Google, just so that everything can work together and gel together. It is, you know, cut in half from my competitors. If they're willing to give you their timeline, it's usually anywhere from 3 to 6 months. But we understand that this has to make sense for you. That's why you get the tracking and reporting system as well.
Hang on just for a second. I got to put you in a dark moment here for a moment. I got something private to talk with Ben about.
Okay.
It's okay.
Boarding with this new company that we're going to go with, listen to what the other people have to say because it'll help them learn more.
Sure.
But we'll go ahead and fly with them. No, of course not. But we'll fly with these people.
Yeah.
I don't see any reason why not. So there's the card number. Set it up. I'm going to go back inside. Do you want anything to drink or eat or something?
No,
I'm getting some delicious, man. Or
I'm good.
Stick with it.
Again.
Are you still with us?
I am.
All right. And I apologize, but what was your first name again?
My name is Amy. My last name is Nelson. I'll be the lead on your account and a point of contact for you guys.
Right on, Amy Nelson. And the point of contact, too. And we'll make sure and we get that information. And the onboarding phone call, typically, what is the time after we come on board with you? Do we have that onboarding phone call?
We try to make it happen same day.
Okay.
If you, yeah, I have an available appointment time. I can schedule you guys for between 1 and 2 today.
Okay, that works.
Okay. So I have an email address here of mark.hardyboysroofing@gmail.com.
That works.
What is Mark's last name? Is it Hardy?
No, it's McAleer. McAleer.
MC, is that a capital A?
Mary Charles.
Uh-huh.
Alpha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lena.
E-E-R.
Capital A, yeah. Capital
yeah.
A, yes.
L-E-E-A-R.
L-E-E-R.
R, no A. I'm trying to throw an A in there. Sorry about that. Okay. So the first name is Mark. The last name is McAleer.
McAleer, yes.
Got it. And then the best phone number for the clients to reach you on, is that the phone number that we're speaking on?
No.
Okay, what is
it? The area code 509-621-0188.
Got it. Okay. And then the phone number we're speaking on is your personal number.
It is.
Okay. So what will happen is, when we contact you, we'll contact on this number, so not to tie up the business line, okay?
Sure.
Now, I know for a fact that you're going to want to put Ben on as an authorized user on the account. So let me go ahead and get a couple of bits of information. Ben, what is your last name?
My last name's Nielsen. N-I-E-L-S-E-N.
Okay, and your phone number, sir?
509-202-5812.
And what is your position within the company?
Like the office manager, IT.
Okay. Got it. So anytime that you call in, and Mark, I just, because it is all on a recorded line, does Ben have full authorization to make change, adjustment, and purchase on behalf of the company?
Mark just left the room for a second.
Okay. Do you have full authorization?
Yeah.
Okay, I figured as much because I've heard I heard him. So, yeah. I figured as much. We put a special note in here. So when you call in, there's going to be a code word that you guys have. Okay, it's a security question that's specific to your account. And then we'll also, like, anytime, like, if you want to upgrade or you want to pay something or you want to change something, then we always just go back and it's called a preferred contact. So you'll be in the preferred contact list as an authorized user on the account. Okay?
Sure.
And then I have the business address here of 24911 East Lincoln Drive in Newman Lake, Washington, 99025. And I do see here that that is the address that you have on the Google business profile as well. That's all still correct?
Yes.
And the company has license and insurance?
Correct.
Okay. And then what are the hours of operation? When do y'all want the phone calls coming in?
I believe we agreed on 7 a.m. on the weekdays until...
Okay.
I want to say 7 p.m., maybe 6 p.m. on the weekdays.
Okay, Monday through Friday?
Yeah.
And then what about the weekend?
I would say 9 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Okay. Do you offer any emergency services?
Kind of. I think we... agreed that we would do that, but we haven't yet. Haven't figured out the details.
Okay.
Maybe hold off on that for now.
You can always change it. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So one of the other things that that is offered within the package is call tracking. There's huge advantages to using the call tracking system. So A, it's going to eliminate the spam and the robocalls that you may be receiving. Okay?
Okay.
So, for example, what it does is it goes ahead and you would have a number that is very similar to the current business line, and it gives a professional greeting. It's customizable. So, for example, thank you for calling Hardy Boys LLC. For current clients, press 1. For new clients, press 2. Or to speak with Ben, press 1. To speak with Mark, press 2. However you guys want to customize it. The advantages here are vast. It allows you to eliminate spam and robocalls, like I said. It also allows, like, say Mark is in the field and he knows that he's not going to be able to answer the phone at all and he wants to forward all calls to your cell phone, then you have the ability to do complete call forwarding. If you both are out in the field and you know that neither one of you is going to be able to get to the phone all day and you have somebody else taking the calls, again, you can forward it wherever you need to. All of the calls are recorded for training purposes. So, for example, say you took on a bid that he was supposed to go do and somehow you lost that address that you're supposed to be going to. You have the ability to go back in through the call tracking system, which, by the way, is a downloadable app. We do provide you with Local Splash Call app. So you can go into the system itself, and you're able to listen to that recorded phone call and get any information that you need off of that call. And that's all inclusive with the package already. Do you want to take advantage of that?
Yeah, if it's included, then sure.
It is included. Now, during client onboarding, they're going to go over that with you, and they're going to also give you that phone number, what that phone number is going to be. So then you would change that on the website, and you would change. We will change that on the Google business profile and all the other destinations that we list you on. Okay?
Sure.
All right. Now, he put here in the notes that you're going out about 30 miles. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And during client onboarding, do you want to give a specific zip code or do you have them pulled up now?
I have specific zip codes pulled up in the right now if you want them.
Go ahead.
Oops, let me get back to him real quick. Campaigns. Okay, locations. All right, we have two specific counties and then some specific zip codes as well.
What are the counties?
Spokane County.
Uh-huh.
And then Kootenai County, which is Kootenai.
Okay.
And then I get the zip codes I have are within those counties.
Are you covering full zip codes in all of the zip codes within both of those counties?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just going to put that here.
Or actually, no, we have two exclusions.
Hold on. And these counties with the exceptions of, what are they?
They're Newman Lake, Washington, and Liberty Lake, Washington.
So you don't want to target those in your Google Ads?
Correct.
Even though the business is listed in Newman Lake?
Yes.
Yeah, we have a large hailstorm that moved through here, and every single house has got a new roof on it.
Because you guys have already roofed them? does not want G Ads in these two cities. Got it. Okay. Oh, hold on. Do you have a Facebook page?
I do not believe so, no.
Okay.
Or we might have a page with nothing on it.
That's okay. So the reason that I ask is because Facebook is huge. I know you said that you haven't seen or don't actually probably know, you know, the advantages to it. But even just having the Facebook business profile, which we'll create for you and go ahead and if it's empty, that's fine. We'll send you an invitation to get access. And the advantages here are vast again, because we, automatically retarget back. So if somebody's on Facebook and they happen to see your page, it's going to target back to your website, back to your Google business listing. We can also attach that to your Google business profile. So it targets back to particular areas that way as well. It works back and forth, so to speak.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And so you do have the Google business the Facebook business profile, or you're not sure?
I'm not sure. I can try to pull it up.
Okay.
Well,
all right. And then, so the primary focus here is the roofing and then gutter and window?
I think just the roofing is the main focus.
Okay. And then I see here.
Yeah. Yeah, no gutters.
No gutters? Okay.
Yeah. No gutters and no windows, sorry.
Okay. You do know that's listed on the website, though, right?
It is. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And if someone really, really wants it done and finds our website and puts that in, then we can do it. But we
Okay. What about siding?
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm pulling this stuff straight off the site.
If they go to the site and find the siding,
okay.
Not a siding box.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll just keep the ads focused on roofing.
Got it. Okay. Metal roofs. What about storm damage rebuilds?
Yes.
Yeah, for roofs, yes.
Okay. Complete structural storm damage restoration.
No.
Okay. All right. So what I'm doing here is I'm just pulling everything from the site itself. So we're going to do.
And I did find a Meta business profile that I made.
Will you please copy that and send it back to me via text message?
Yes. Copy as in the link to it?
Yes, sir. So if you're on the profile itself, like you can go to view profile, and then down at the bottom it'll say copy link, and then you can send that back over to me text message. So they have a place to send the invitation over to.
Okay. I'm in the settings right now. If I could just send an invitation via email.
So what happens is we will send you the invitation once they do your onboarding call. They'll send it during the onboarding call so you can accept the invitation.
Gotcha.
They're also going to get access to your Google Business profile during the onboarding call. Let me go ahead and get that up. So that's Thursday. Okay. Okay. Got that. Is the Facebook profile under the Hardy Boys LLC, or what's it under?
It's under Hardy Boys Roofing and Siding, which is, we've changed our name.
Okay.
Hardy
Boys Roofing and Siding. Got it.
There's nothing.
I'm having trouble finding it. Okay. Were you able to copy the link?
No. Where do I find that? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you on an iPhone?
I'm on my computer.
Oh, computer. So if you're on the computer, you can just, click the top search bar. Like in the search bar, that's where it says facebook.com/blah, blah, 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 blah. Like that. And you can send that back over to me via email.
Okay. It's in the settings portion of it. Will that still work?
It should.
Okay. And what's your email that I can send this to?
A. Nelson, NELSON,
okay.
at localsplash.com.
All right.
Okay.
All right, I just sent you that.
Perfect. Okay. So the next thing is for the card that you guys are putting on file, is there any middle initial or is it just the first and last name?
There's no middle initial.
Okay. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
All right. 4246.
Mm-hmm.
3153.
Mm-hmm.
9208.
Mm-hmm.
2317.
Did you say 2317?
Yeah.
Okay. Expiration month and year?
01/29.
Three-digit code on the back.
063.
And we need to set that security question. It's your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
What was your first pet's name?
Mandy.
Mandy.
Got it. M-A-N-D-Y?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think you were out of the room, Mark, when I explained to Ben here that we set a security question to protect your proprietary information. Local Splash is going to, we're going to read a voice verification outlining the service agreement right now with Local Splash, and it goes over the fact that the pricing's done month to month and that there's no contract, that it's locked in at the $4.99, never to go up or to change. But we also set a security question on the account. If you ever get a phone call from somebody and they don't identify themselves as Local Splash, or you're not sure, whatever the case is, ask for your security question, because Local Splash is never calling to ask you for any more money. Okay? There's no amount of money to produce, additional things on the Google Business Profile or X, Y, or Z. And once in a while, you guys have received scam calls. So we like to make you guys aware that we ask for that security question every time. Anytime Ben calls in, he'll be asked a security question. Anytime you call in, you'll be asked a security question. It's to protect you guys, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, so I'm going to charge the account now for the $4.99, and we're going to read the voice verification. It goes like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Hardy Boys Roofing and Construction.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Ben Nielsen, Office Manager.
And is Mark there as well?
Yeah, yeah. Mark. I want to give your name and...
Name and title.
McAleer, President.
Okay. And you guys are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours, which is 3 actual days to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup has been charged for today's date, April 11th, 2024, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $499 for the all-inclusive Platinum Premier package. Setup fee has been waived. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the 11th day of every month. If you choose to pause your service or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, guys, I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. Couple of things here. The terms and conditions have been sent over via text. There's a clickable link that says, Mark, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We send a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click on the link there.
Your email, Mark? Hit the minimize on that.
Okay.
Which email is it?
The email is going to be labeled initial invoice, but the text message that's listed is got a clickable link in it.
Oh, okay. I got the text message.
Cool. Once you open that up, it's going to say Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Okay.
Okay, so this is literally everything that we verbally promised to provide for you guys there in writing. As you scroll down to the very bottom, you can see that the price points are locked in at the $4.99, never to go up or to change.
All right.
Go ahead and click the two boxes certifying you're the person who made the purchase and type in the name that's provided there. That's the name that's on the card, right?
Sorry, what was that? I'm reading the...
Yeah, and you have access to these after you sign it as well, Ben, just so you know. The name on the card is the Mark McAleer, right?
Yeah, Mark McAleer.
McAleer. Okay. All right. We've been on the phone for 59 minutes and 10 seconds. My phone is about to time out in about 50 seconds. I'm going to disconnect the call and call you right back.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good.